There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Follow the money.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Polly Howard on VSiN.
First Bet wants you to get in all the horse racing action. Sign up today with promo code Vegas1000. Receive $10 instantly and up to a $1,000 bonus. Visit VSiN.com/horses for details. Bonus code Vegas1000. Our final major next week, but every Wednesday it's, we'll call him Jeff. Protect his identity today. Cutmakerpod.com at Cutmaker Jeff on Twitter. You love the podcast. Get Telegram to get the round by round plays and matchups as well as live plays that he makes throughout the weekend. Hide your identity. Have you ever been overpaid at a job, mistakenly extra funds in your account?
Yeah, I once worked at a company. This is 15 years ago, and I got a sign on bonus, and my direct deposit was messed up when I first got there. And so I told them I didn't get my direct deposit bonus, which was true. And so they gave me a paper check bonus. And then like 3 weeks later, I ended up getting my direct deposit bonus. I figured they would figure it out and reverse the direct deposit bonus. So I just put them both in a savings account and just let it sit there. And I worked there for a few years and nothing ever happened. And when I left, I kept the bonus. So it was, I wasn't the morally correct thing to do, but I was in my early 20s and I needed the money if I could use it. So, it's happened. And, you know, companies' payroll is so screwed up these days that nothing shocks me in terms of getting double paid.
So I was thinking, if it's not like this guy in Chile, 300 times his salary, but if it's not a big error, I mean, how many places will catch it? That's what I'm thinking.
Well,
I don't think they will.
That's just it, right? In the grand scheme of things, it wasn't a huge amount of money to this company, and they probably just, you know, yeah. I mean, I don't know how often they really audit their payroll, but it wasn't. It was nothing crazy, but it was certainly worth it to me. Hey guys, real quick before we talk about golf, we were talking about this off the air. Division specials. I found this called AFC South straight forecast: Colts, Titans. In that order, plus 175. I like it.
Wow.
They're offering plus 175 on that.
Plus 175. Titans Colts is plus 190. But Colts Titans plus 175. I'm in on that.
Can Jacksonville win more games than Tennessee?
That's the thought that I have in my head right now. I guess they potentially could, but at plus 175, I think it's worth a gamble to find out.
Uh-huh.
Well, right? How about this? How about Colts? You could almost play. You could almost do it two ways. They also have Colts Jags plus 850.
Oh, so playing both.
Yeah. Right. You play one for $100 or something. Play the other for 20.
Interesting.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd
be good. Yep, good find. We were talking during the break how you have to love the Colts to win that division. Okay, let's start with the Scottish Open. Tell us about the course.
Sure, guys. We're at the Renaissance Club in North Berwick, Scotland. Not a short course this week. It's a 7,300-yard par 71. So the first thing I'm looking at is guys who can just bomb the ball. I'm not really worried about accuracy this week as there are very wide fairways and the heather isn't that penal. So I expect a shootout here, guys. I expect the winning score to be lower than 20 under or so. So you're going to have to bomb it, and you're going to have to make putts. I think that goes without saying, but I'm not going to be playing guys who are going to be out here missing birdie putts or three-putting. So it doesn't matter how far you hit it if you can't putt. But frankly, I just did a really straightforward, really simple model this week and just looked at guys who are really good at bombing it, who don't three-putt, and who are just overall solid putters in general.
Okay, let's begin with the I don't know what you want to call him, the shortest shot on the board, the guy that you trust the most this week. Who stands out among the biggest names in the field?
Sure, guys. So under 20-1, the stud is nothing crazy here. It's Justin Thomas. I played at 14-1. Nothing complicated here. He's arguably the best player in the world. Probably him and Scottie Scheffler are 1 and 1A in either order. GT's ninth in driving distance, first in three-putt avoidance, and 30th in overall putting in this field. Of anyone under 20-1, JT is my favorite play. My favorite matchup of the week, I played him at plus 115 against Rahm. Mm. So I'm in on Justin Thomas this week. Guys further down the board, looking at guys, say, over 20-1. I'm hopeful in DFS that people are overlooking Sam Burns. I bet him at 28-1 this week. He missed the cut at the Travelers. But all he's done in the four tournaments before that was finish 20th at the PGA, win the Charles Schwab, 4th at the RBC, and 27th at the U.S. Open. So, I mean, no big deal. Ho-hum. Burns' putting has been white hot. He's gained an average of 5 strokes putting and six of his last 8 tournaments. His tee to green game's been fantastic. Sam Burns at almost 30-1. I think it's a great price. Tyrrell Hatton at 45-1 is interesting. He's always interesting in Europe. Well, he doesn't bomb it off the tee. His putting has been fantastic. You got to believe Hatton's going to be really comfortable here. So while his form has been solid, I just like his great overall game. I think 45-1 for Hatton is a very fair price. And then my favorite Euro this week is Lucas Herbert. You can find him in the 50-1 neighborhood. He can bomb the ball, coming in 13th in the field and driving distance. And his putter can absolutely catch fire, guys. This is crazy. At 50-1, we're getting a guy who's gained over 8 strokes putting. 8 strokes putting. Twice in his last 7 tournaments. So again, you've got a bomber who can putt. If that putter gets that hot again, there's no way he doesn't win. So 50-1 for Lucas Herbert, and I found him almost plus 250. So plus 230, top 20. I like Herbert there as well.
How do you go about making your daily fantasy picks and putting your lineup in?
Great question, Paul. The first thing I do is I get my projections for every player. And then after I make my projections for every player, I divide that by their salary. So that gives me a value, relative value, points per dollar for each guy. And then I just go through and look at the top values on the board and plug them in that way. So, it's interesting. Like, so guys I may bet on that I like in an outright bet, for whatever reason, they may not have as much value in the DraftKings world if they're, like, way overpriced. Let's say Justin Thomas was just some crazy high prices. Like, I'm not going to play Justin Thomas this week. Because sometimes a guy like that makes it cost prohibitive where you can't build out a solid lineup with the rest of your team. So I just look for values, and then I try to play the best guy available that I like after I have my value guys in.
Okay, for all the money, Paulie and Mitch Vesa in the Sports Betting Network. Jeff Seeley, our guest, the Cutmaker Jeff on Twitter and the Cutmaker Podcast. How about one bomb that you like? Big long shot.
Yeah, guys, Wyndham Clark, 200-1 this week. Graded out first in my model when I just looked at driving distance and putting. So he's first in driving distance and 12th in putting over the last 50 rounds in this field. So great, really interesting play there. He's coming in with two top 40 finishes, plus the seventh in the RBC in his last four events. He's plus 600, top 20, and 100-1 to be first round leader. Love this guy as a potential first round leader play. The definition of a bomb. So I think Wyndham Clark's going to win. Probably not, but he's 200-1. First round leader play, 100-1. I really, really like him, Wyndham Clark.
Okay. Yeah. You had me at first round leader in 100-1. I'm absolutely in on that. And then you mentioned your favorite matchup is JT plus 115 over Rahm. How about the Barbasol? How have you broken down this event, and who are you on so far?
Guys, this is, you know, people, if you want an advertisement for the LIV Tour, right, it's the PGA putting on events like the Barbasol. And so, you know, this is an event that probably not very few are going to watch, but a few guys I looked at just for pure value, and one of them I'm really shocked at. I mean, you guys have heard of Harry Higgs. You guys know who Harry Higgs is. Very popular player on tour, really solid golfer. And the fact that he's 130-1 in a field of guys that you look at guys around him, I guarantee you couldn't name any of them. So Harry Higgs, well, I'm serious though. I mean, the guys in this neighborhood are just insane. So Harry Higgs is at least a known guy who we know can play. And in a tournament of total scrubs, I mean, Harry Higgs is really interesting. And Taylor Pendrith is a guy you can absolutely bomb at 25-1. I like him. Yeah, here's some guys around Harry Higgs. Let's see. Aaron Cockrell, Marcus McGillicide, Patrick Flav. I mean, you've never heard of these guys. So, I've never heard of these guys. And Harry Higgs being in the ballpark with those guys, I mean, God, Harry Higgs could finish top 10, top 20, and 130-1 to win. I'm in for a couple bucks.
All right, my friend. I can't wait to talk to you next week. Come heavy so we talk about the final major. And good luck this week.
We'll be ready.
All right. I know you will. Get up there. All right, Cupmaker Jeff on Twitter and the Cupmaker Podcast, and subscribe to Telegram to get all the plays. When I first worked for an investment firm, they had a glitch in my 401k. I went on my account. I had $1.7 million in there for about 12 minutes. I was 25 years old at the time. I called to do a withdrawal, pay the taxes, but I needed the job. I almost called, excuse me.
Had $1.7 million in there for about 12 minutes.
That's Truck on Twitter. My God.
This is from Indiana Jet. When you sign up for direct deposit with your employer, in almost all cases, the authorization form you sign also allows the employer to go back into your account and withdraw funds that were mistakenly deposited. Always read the fine print. I clearly did not. But it does make some sense, right? Oops, here's $1.7 million like that guy talked about. It's supposed to be $1,700, whatever. Yeah, we're gonna need that back. It's like the movie Office Space.
Uh-huh.
All we're doing, we're taking a penny here, a penny there. They won't even notice.
They won't even know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like that valet driver we talked to one time. I go through every car and I take a quarter. They won't know.
Yes.
This guy's doing
right?
it for 20 years.
Absolutely.
Add that up.
That actually scared me a little bit from using that and hearing other former valet drivers tell stories.
They laugh. I go through every car.
Every car.
Come on. What are you, crazy?
In a room full of strangers, admitted this in front of everybody.
Oh, yeah.
The locals who live here.
Yeah.
Oh, every single car, no matter what. Sunglasses, doesn't matter. I look. Take a peek. Yeah.
That's actually smart. I think that's brilliant. They're going to fire you for taking a quarter. Who's going to miss it?
No,
hey,
you'll have no
idea. I had 375 in here.
Uh-huh.
There's 350. I'm outraged.
I counted every single
day.
Check
the cameras.
Mm-hmm. I'm very OCD that way. All right, up next, our weekly look at streaky players and their updated odds to win an award. I think the wrong player is favored at some shops for this one. Details coming up.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct.
$20 bonus if you go to kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Follow the Money on VSiN, the sports betting network.
If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, Bet Rivers has you covered. Bet Rivers has launched a series of CityCasts designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective, and there are CityCasts in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, LA, New York, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, and now Washington, D.C. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcasts.
In the sports betting realm, everyone is looking for an edge.
You might not have my name, but you have my blood.
It doesn't matter if you are up or down.
Lannister always pays his debts.
Success is not measured by effort, only by results.
And I will take what is mine with fire and blood.
Who you back and when you do it is crucial.
Everyone who isn't us is an enemy.
Knowledge is your greatest asset.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard are here to guide you on your quest.
Winter is coming.
This is Fire and Ice.
Excellent job. So I mean, good. Let's be honest, Paul. We like this segment now once a week because the graphic and the intro is so good.
Well, timing, too. We're less than about a month away from the new show because you're a Lannister. Can't wait.
Yeah. Okay. House of the Dragon. So here we go. A player who I have brought up now a few times on the show. He was 1-for-4 last night. The night before, he was 2-for-3 with a big three-run double. Yep. Dansby Swanson, his last 2 weeks, batting average .333. With 5 home runs, 12 RBIs, and an OPS of higher than 1,000, 9 runs scored as well. His National League MVP odds are around 35-1 right now. And I was telling you on the air, I was betting him between 60-75-1. Grabbed both numbers, added 60 again the other night, and I think the numbers come down now. I really love this Braves team again this year, and I think they can win this division. And by the way, not that, again, I think we need to do this every single time we do this segment, right? Remind people of, like, players in recent years who have won the award. Harper won it last year. Phillies did nothing. And Juan Soto was in the mix. And the Nationals were god-awful.
Yeah.
So you don't have
to. I thought he should have won.
Soto.
Yes.
He had a great case last year.
Uh-huh.
No doubt.
Yeah.
And
non-playoff stuff doesn't really.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. I think, to me,
35-1 now. Now that I have 16, 75-1, I'm not going to add any more at that number. But the guy's been scorching hot and under the radar. That's exactly how I like him.
Yep. How about my guy Alvarez? This is getting interesting now. I mean, what a race. He is now 7-1 to lead the league in home runs. He is 4 behind Judge. Schwarber's got 25 too, by the way. But Alvarez was 19-20-1 before the season. MVP discussion. Look at this. Last 14 days hitting 324, 6 home runs, 9 RBIs. And this is everything's come down. MVP, home run leader in the mix, right? Judge gets hurt. Judge is in a slump. How well they're playing. This guy's been great.
How much do you think?
Missed time, too. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. How much do you think Alvarez really playing the DH is going to hurt him? I don't think it should necessarily, because if he's going to be like this on offense the entire year, his numbers are going to be silly. And if, like, this chatter now of the Astros catching the Yankees potentially, again, we just talked about how you don't have to be a playoff team. You don't, but I wonder how voters would look at that. Keep this in mind. This is not like a New York heavy award. Two people from each market in each league get a vote. Two people who cover the team from each city. So it's only two people from New York are going to get a vote for this.
Mm.
So it can't be like an overwhelming amount of people who cover the Yankees. So to me, he's got to be in the mix. He'd be probably third right now behind Ohtani and Judge. Yeah.
We're also getting into if a team is that good, meaning if you win 106 games, do you really have a true MVP? Let's assume Judge only hits like 50, or it's a close race, or high 40s or something. I don't know. But if someone wins 107 games, you really have a true MVP of that team?
It's a good conversation. Didn't we talk about that with the Dodgers last year?
Yes, we did.
And that was kind of the thought.
Several Dodger teams.
Yeah, about betting this a guy on the Dodgers this year before the season started, because like top to bottom, people were calling it like one of the best offenses of all time. This kid is incredible. Julio Rodriguez, last 14 days, 302 average, 6 home runs, 11 RBIs, 16 runs, and he steals bags as well. Well, I mean, Peña, the kid from Houston, hit another home run last night, so he's in the mix for the American League Rookie of the Year. But now Rodriguez is minus 280. It's going to take an injury to beat him, I believe.
Mm.
And I brought this up yesterday. I was kind of half joking, half serious when I said this. What would happen if the Angels picked up the phone to Seattle and they said, what do you think about Mike Trout for Julio Rodriguez? One person on Twitter said the Mariners would hang up the phone in 2 seconds.
Wow.
They would say thanks, but no thanks.
Funny you bring that up. I was watching MLB Network last night. Their discussion was, listen, the Angels stink again. Should they trade Trout?
Yeah. I mean,
all the time. Paul, they also threw Ohtani on there, too.
Well, because he's up at the end of next year.
Oh, come on. Trade both guys?
Well, that's,
There'll be eight people at the game. Who would go to a game?
Yeah, at that point, just relocate then. If you're not going to... But what are they built around either one of them?
What has he made the playoffs once, Trout? And they lost to Kansas City?
Yeah, I think they pushed like for 100 wins that year.
Oh, my God.
But it's year after year. It's the same exact thing. He's been playing for a decade.
Uh-huh.
So how about Schwarber again last night, like you said?
Yep, two more home runs. He's right there. What a race this is for the lead the league in home runs, right? Yep. 260 average, 11 home runs, 26 RBIs.
That's a pretty good month.
He stole a base? How about that?
Last 30 Pope days, 11 homers and 26 RBIs?
Yeah. What a run. Well, he's been on a tear. And I didn't know how he was going to react or how he was going to respond with the Harper injury. But no problem. I mean, he almost had a monster game. He also came up with the bases loaded, too. And they threw the cheese past
him. That's right.
He swings hard. I mean, swing.
He goes for a home run every single time up there. I would not be betting him to win the National League MVP, though, at 130-1.
Yep. Okay. Will Vasgersian do this again? Last year gave out Burns to win the NL Cy Young. Before the season gave out McClanahan to win the AL Cy Young. I mean, he's plus 275 now. He goes Friday against the Reds. Last 30 days, 1.06 ERA, 3 wins, 44 strikeouts.
Incredible.
Wow. He's been on fire.
And this is the guy that I teased before the break. At some books, Verlander is the favorite. And I'm sure that he'll get a couple of sentimental votes. Oh, he's doing it at the age of 39. He's been around for a long time. If the season ended today, the award would absolutely have to go to McClanahan.
I would agree. And where's this guy? I mean, where were we He's still fourth or fifth in some of the odds. Gonsolin.
Boy, look at those numbers.
Last 30 days, a 1.47, four wins, 28 strikeouts, a 0.72 whip, and on the season, 10-0 with a 1.58 with a whip under one and a 77-23 strikeout walk ratio. I mean, you could say about, well, look what Burns is doing, look what Sandy's doing. It's not the be-all, end-all. But I mean, if the guy gets in the clubhouse with like a 17-18-1 record and an ERA of 1.6 or something, I mean, it's hard not to give it to him.
So here's the one guy I would point out so far that if you have no action on anybody for any of these awards, at 11-1 to win the National League Cy Young, that's the one guy I would look at out of any of this so far. Again, because I would have – the odds board looks like this. Alcantara 1, Burns 2, Musgrove 3, Fried 4, then Gonsolin – I would actually put it Alcantara 1, Gonsolin number 2. Yep. And if he goes out there tonight and he's awesome and he
hasn't had a bad start.
No.
Yep.
Can you believe the run Robbie Ray has been on? He is actually pretty much the same guy now down the stretch last year that won the American League Cy Young. Last 30 days, an ERA of 1.4 with 3 wins, 43 Ks and 38 plus innings and a sub-1 whip. You can find him at 100-1 right now to repeat for the American League Cy Young. Look, I mean, I said this 30 minutes ago. I bet Robbie Ray on June 28th and June 29th of last year at 250-1. My whole angle was last year I wasn't buying into Gerrit Cole being the shortest shot on the board. He was not having that great of a season, and the sticky tack was really giving him a problem or the lack thereof. This year, Ray's problem or problems would be how many guys are ahead of him that are truly having great years and deserve to be like that low on the betting board, right? Like it would take a McClanahan injury right now for Ray to really like surpass him, probably Verlander. And oh, by the way, another one who's going tonight, and I think it's a big one, Ohtani, who's sitting at what?
Been unreal.
11-1.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have more on him coming up in about 20 minutes here.
Yep. Two ice I wanted to mention. Oh, Ramirez cooling off, and now the Cleveland trying to avoid the sweep against Detroit. Last 14 days, a 232 average, one RBI, and the MVP odds have plummeted. And Berríos, who goes today, well, I like the over in the Blue Jay game, a 6.75 ERA. And I think he's going to get lit up again today.
Well, he gives up runs in almost every single start.
Yep. Boy, oh boy.
And they are in just such bad form right now. I bet that team at 14-1 to win the World Series before the season started. It's looking completely shaky right now.
You got to get the pitching figured out.
Yeah, there's a lot of baseball left.
A healthy Gausman makes a big difference, too.
They have to absolutely make moves before the deadline. Mm-hmm. Have to. All right, it's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Up next, Tony Maserati is going to join the program from the Sports Hub in Boston. We'll get into some Patriots talk and also the Red Sox. The thought was a month ago they might be sellers. Well, with how well they've played here recently, could they actually be buyers at the deadline?
Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Get half off all expert picks at winnersandwiners.com with promo code VSiN, FTM50 at checkout. Winners and Winers best bets back with a win guarantee. But you won't need it. Steen's 8-1, David D's 12-5, Sean Miller 6-0 with their respective best bets. Promo code VSiN, FTM50 at checkout. Get 50% off all expert picks today, winnersandwiners.com. The Pirates are 6-1 against the Dodgers and Yankees this year.
That sounds about right.
27-46 against the rest of the league.
Oh, sure.
Funky is that.
No kidding.
Swept the Dodgers in L.A. earlier in the year.
And last night, no problem, right? Go out there, Quintana takes care of them. We'll see you tomorrow, folks.
No problem.
5-2 easy win for the Pirates.
Right. Yep.
All right, Tony Maserati, kind enough to join the program here this morning from 98.5, the Sports Hub in Boston. His show is 2 to 6 Eastern. Also, the Baseball Hour with Maz as well, 6 to 7 Eastern. Tony, thanks for the time. We appreciate it as always. If you go back probably, I don't know, a month, 6 weeks, there was some chatter about how the Red Sox could be sellers by the trade deadline. Well, now that they've put on this kind of a season, you know, potential playoff team yet again. Sale's going to be coming back. Evaldi's going to be coming back. Forget about sellers. Could they actually flip it? Could they be buyers by the deadline?
Oh, they should be buyers. And look, this has got a lot to do with Chaim Bloom. and what the ultimate objectives are here. So, look, if you're asking me, guys, I think the Red Sox, with a couple of pieces, could make a run at the World Series. I think they look at it as they're still building the organization, but I don't think there's any question they will add. The question is to what length and how much.
Mm, okay.
And then, like, if, in a perfect world for you, like, if you were running the team, you would go, if you want to name names, that's fine, but which positions would you target for sure?
Oh, I think bullpen is...
No doubt.
Yeah, bullpen's number one on the list. They could use a first baseman still, and they have a kid coming up from the minor leagues, Tristan Cassis, who is a good player, but, you know, that's asking a lot to plug a kid in the middle of a pennant race and think he's ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
So my guess is they will focus on bullpen help, and then I think that they are probably looking at some... You know, corner infield help, specifically first base, would be my guess.
Okay. How about a timetable on what's going to happen with the pitchers? Paxton may be in August, and what are you hearing on Sale?
So I'm not holding my breath on Paxton.
Okay.
Just because, you know, he's only a year and a half out from, forgive me here, guys. I just finished a run. I'm out in the yard. So I'm sucking wind here. But the bottom line is, Paxton's only a year and a half out from Tommy John. As we saw with Sale last year, there are going to be limitations on what he can do. But I think Sale could really help them. He's going to join the rotation, I think, sometime next week. I know I'm sucking wind, sorry.
Good for you.
Then,
is it a daily jog for you, Tony?
There you go.
No, it's not daily. I'm trying to get back into shape, which is why I'm sucking wind like I am.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it didn't take. All right.
So, yeah, so the bottom line is Nathan Eovaldi and Garrett Whitlock are both guys that could be rejoining them soon. So let me give you the best-case scenario.
Yeah.
And that is Eovaldi comes back healthy. Sale comes back now 2 years out after Tommy John, and is much more like he was pre-Tommy John, and I'm going back a ways, but we've seen guys turn it around like that. Whitlock goes to the bullpen. They add another good arm out there. I think their staff suddenly is pretty good. Now, that's a lot of ifs, but I don't think a lot of those things are that far-fetched.
Okay, very good. It's an incredible turnaround. I mean, to be on a 31-14 run after they started 11-20, great job by the Red Sox. What's the feeling there with the Patriots? They didn't make any moves. It was quiet. You're concerned about the wide receivers that maybe that Mac looks great in practice, but what's the talk going on there about the Patriots?
Oh, I think people are really down on the Patriots for good reason. I mean, it's they haven't improved a lot. And then beyond that, I think the other issue is that the rest of the conference has gotten a lot better.
Yes.
So when you really weigh it out and you look at it, you say, well, Denver obviously got better. Miami got better. Cleveland, pending the whole Deshaun Watson thing, got better. And so I think if you look right around the conference, that the competition for the playoffs is much, much greater than it was before. So there are a lot of questions on the Patriots' defense. People like Mac Jones, there's a question as to whether or not there are enough weapons around him.
Sure.
But honestly, yeah, most of the predictions I've seen have the Patriots listed like 11th or 12th in the conference out of 16 teams, and I think that's about right. I think there are only a handful of teams in the conference that are worse on paper. So it would not surprise me if they finish sub 500.
Wow.
They missed the playoffs. Yeah, I think a lot of people are really kind of down on the team. And, you know, I'm not even adding in the whole issue with the coaching staff on offense, Matt Patricia, Joe Judge. Like, it just doesn't seem like they are really that well built.
What's going to happen there? Who's going to call plays, and how much will they miss McDaniels?
Well, look, so that's a great question, and nobody knows. And if it were Tom Brady, a quarterback, no one would care.
Right.
But because it's a second-year kid and McDaniels is gone, I think all of a sudden there's, you know, Belichick has lost a lot of support here locally. I mean, people are really questioning the things he does now. He is 70 years old. I mean, let's not forget that. And it feels like they're trying to rebuild on the fly, both with the roster and the coaching staff. So I think, you know, that there's a lot of concern here about what they're going to be. And nobody knows who's going to call the plays. I mean, I think Bill does, but he hasn't told anybody.
Uh-huh.
And so, and no matter who it is, it's going to be someone inexperienced. And so a lot is going to fall on Jones. Now, if Jones has a great year, makes a big jump in year two, he'll be fine. But I think the concern is that they're asking an awful lot of a guy in his second year when a team has as many holes as they do.
So as we talk today, you would say maybe 7 or 8 wins in third place in the division, no playoffs.
Correct.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
Yeah. And look, I think there's a chance, I suppose there's a chance they finish second in the division, but I'm still not sure it's going to be good enough for the playoffs. I mean, Miami's a little bit of a wild card because of Tua.
Right.
You know, everybody likes the talent on Miami. I'd feel a little bit better if Brian Flores were coaching, although, you know, Mike McDaniel obviously has a good reputation offensively and comes from the McVay tree and all of that. But I, you know, look, the over and under, you guys would tell me, but the over under on wins for the Patriots is 8.5.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So what does that tell you? That tells you that Vegas has got them at 8-9, 9-8, something like that. I think there's a very real chance here they go 7-10, even 6-11.
Okay, well, if that happens and they go 6-11, what happens if the Jets win 7 games and the Patriots finish in last place?
So, excellent question. And what you're asking me is Bill Belichick's job in jeopardy? Mm.
Kind of,
and
yeah.
I would say, now, would the Crafts fire him? I don't know. My guess is if and when it ends here, if it ever ends here, it will be largely a case of, well, you know, parted ways, Bill's retired, et cetera, et cetera. I think Bill Belichick wants the all-time coaching record. He's basically 3 years out from passing Shula if you add up regular season and postseason wins. So there are a lot of variables there. But I will say that in my opinion, and in the opinion of many here, not that that means anything, I think most people look at Belichick, and I look at him now and say year to year. You know, after the Cam Newton thing,
yeah,
I think everybody said, well, you got to take a step in the right direction. You have to improve. They started out, I think it was, what, 2-5, 2-4? And, you know, they turned it around. They went 7 in a row. They got back in it, and everyone felt better about them. Then they get their doors blown off by the Bills twice at the end of the year. So I would tell you that the progress has to continue. They went 10-7 last year. They made the playoffs. The owner is on record as saying we need to win a playoff game. So, you know, will Kraft go, you know, then put it on Bill and fire him? I don't know. I doubt it. But again, if they were to have a really bad year, I don't think it's wrong to look at the staff. I think we're at a stage now where you would look at Bill Belichick and say, how much has he got left?
Yeah, the 70-year-old mm-hmm. age, I mean, it hits me right in the face every time I look at that and say, oh, you can't really, you know, just ignore that anymore. You can catch Tony's show, Felger and Maz, every day, 2 to 6 Eastern on 98.5, the Sports Hub in Boston. Also, the Baseball Hour with Maz follows that from 6 until 7 on the East Coast as well. Thank you, Tony. We appreciate it.
Hey, guys, sorry I was sucking wind. I feel better now, though, if you care.
No worries. You'll get there. You'll get there. Keep it up.
Thanks, Tony.
Yep.
Good job.
Appreciate it. Be well, all right? Thank you.
Yeah, you too.
When we went to Foxwoods, I mean, they were the rage and talk of the NFL. They're on this long winning streak. They won the Monday night game with throwing 2 passes.
That's right.
And then the big bet on them to win the Super Bowl. They went to that Saturday night game, didn't play well, lost to the Colts. He's right about they lost at home to the Bills. They got routed in the playoff game. They don't make any moves then. I mean, he's right. You're supposed to improve the team. You won 10 games. You build around Mac. You got Parker. I like their tight ends, but you have Parker. He didn't really do much with the offense. And this whole secrecy about who's calling the plays. You lose McDaniels. I don't know. The win total. I mean, it's the lowest it's been in a long time with 8.5.
So he said 7-10, maybe 6-11 would be realistic.
Oh, boy.
Under that scenario, then, if he's right on that and they win 6 games, they could finish in last place.
Yes.
Like that would be possible. We will get into today's Major League Baseball betting card coming up next. 36 Ks and 1 earned run in his last 4 starts.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
VSEN, the sports betting network.
DraftKings Sportsbook, official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. And this week, new customers can bet $5 on any MLB market and get $150 no matter what. Use the code VSEN when you sign up. It's that easy, VSEN. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or 877-8-HOPE-NY. Must be 21. DraftKings.com. For full details. Always a good response. They come in fast and furious throughout the day, whenever what we're talking about with whether it's card collecting, this getting overpaid at work, whatever it may be. Guy yesterday, a couple people chime in about the Michael Jordan rookie card, 86 Fleer.
Uh-huh.
That blew. I mean, it graded 10 PSA mint with 270,000 on the low end. I got it when I was a kid, just put in a box. Didn't. I mean, who are you supposed to know this stuff?
Yeah.
But it's. Yeah, you know, ding corner, you know.
You see that one?
I mean, you put it in a box. You didn't think anything would be worth this kind
of
money.
Of course not, no.
In like the mid-80s, and then you put it in a box, and next thing you know, okay.
This is, you have to laugh at this. We had one person on email yesterday chime in. He had three, he eventually landed like three different Michael Jordan 86 Fleer rookie cards. He thought nothing of it. He taped them up in his locker room at school, or his locker at school.
Yeah.
Ah. Yeah. What could this mean to me down the road?
Oh.
A pack of cards back then was 25 cents, probably.
Yeah. It's like the guys who would put the Mickey Mantles in their bike.
Right, yes, ride around at the spokes.
Hey, it
makes a funny noise, huh? You like that? Want to go around again? Sure. You got any more Mickey Mantles you want to put in there? Why not?
Yeah.
You told the
My
story.
My grandpa gave away the Honus Wagner. It was a tip. He gave that away, too.
Yeah.
What he did.
You told the story about that kid in Chile.
Yeah.
Who was somehow paid 300 times his normal salary.
Yeah, called the employer, says, I'm going to go to the bank, I'm on my way. Yada, 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 they haven't seen him. June 2nd.
You're going to like this. This is from Jordan, emailing the show, CEO of Mama's Pizza. He told us has thousands of dollars that go back in his payroll account every quarter from employees that don't pick up or cash their checks. He says, I don't understand this whatsoever. Don't most people work so they can get paid? Why in the world would you not either pick up your check or cash it? It absolutely blows my mind. 75% of the people I employ are high schoolers or younger, but still, it is truly unreal. What?
No. The delivery guys who don't make anything minimum and then they just
maybe they go
the tips and they
make the pizzas? Work the cashier.
They don't cash it.
He has thousands of dollars every payroll account, every quarter. that go back. This is like people coming to Las Vegas during big events and they go on a 3-day bender and they throw away, like they bet a football game and the team was down 31-17 in the fourth quarter. They throw it in the garbage.
Yeah.
Right? And the team comes back to win.
Yeah.
And
Nick Bogdanovich told us that story. High six figures.
Every year.
On cash tickets. You won't believe it. Right. Well, I mean, the Barry's, not like Barry needed the money, but Barry Sanders had a huge check in his car that he didn't cash for. They'd reach out to him. Hey, you got a signing bonus here, you know, $250,000. Yeah, I'll get to it.
Oh, Gronk?
Well, Gronk's never, right. Barry didn't cash the check.
Yeah.
Gronk just was living off the endorsements.
That was it, yeah.
How about the Manny Ramirez story? Went to the car wash. Hey, take what's in the glove compartment for a tip. It's like, Manny, there's $30,000 cash in there.
Yes.
What are you doing, a lunatic?
That, if I recall correctly, that kid who washed the car is like, wait a second, what? I'm supposed to take all this money? Didn't he tell him, like, I can't. This is like $30,000, $40,000 in here. What are you talking about?
Like, Manny had no idea.
He had no clue. Yeah. No concept of money. No idea how much was in there.
What's in the glove compartment?
It's yours. Go ahead.
Okay. Very thorough. Good tip. Yeah, he did a good job with the car. Updated numbers here, a couple I wanted to mention in baseball. Teams with one day off. That was the Yankees' first loss. They're now 8-1 with a day off. Mets 11-1. Seattle 6-1. Pirates 0-8. Colorado 1-8. Angels are 4-16 as a dog, and the Mets are 23-7 off a loss. I think the Angels, that's a road dog. In any event, Mets 23-7 off a loss.
Okay.
Houston 49-28-3 to the under on the season. Detroit 48-28-4. Finally played it over yesterday.
Did you see some of those numbers on Scherzer that came in last night after his start? His 28th career 10K zero walk game, breaking a tie for second most. So the most career games with 10 plus strikeouts and no walks, Randy Johnson had 36 of them. Now Max Scherzer, second most there with 28. He had a tie with Curt Schilling. Clayton Kershaw on the list, 25 of them. Guy comes back, he missed how long? 6 weeks?
I know. My concern was how long was he going to go?
Yeah, me too.
And he's out there throwing smoke, and then they couldn't get him any run support.
I'll tell you this. If he wasn't coming off the injury, because his pitch count was so low when he had those 11 strikeouts, he had probably another two good. He may have struck out 15, 16 guys last night.
Come on. Can't lose that game. You're playing the Reds?
Brutal.
He throws a gem, and you get beat. You can't score?
Yeah.
That was fun. They're down to 2.5 in the division. Braves are hot, man.
I know. Congrats to those of you betting the A's, if anybody out there exists. I'm sure some people were this week against the Blue Jays, catching some really nice numbers. And today, Barrios goes. He's allowed 16 earned runs over his last three starts. He has 5 strikeouts. The problem is here, Kaprielian, he was fine in his last start against Seattle, but teams generally get to him almost every single start. And I know it's at the Coliseum, but that total of 8 when it came out last night, that was a tad low to me.
I agree.
I think we'll see some runs in that game.
Yep. Big favorites today. That's the story of today. Yep. A lot of day games and a lot of huge favorites. I think the Yankees bounce back. Severino's 240 on the road against Keller. I think they'll get to him. Yankees team total there. And the Yankees to beat up the Pirates, although they're the incredible number here. Pirates 6-1 against the Yankees and Dodgers. And I can't believe that. I know they're hot and they've won 25 of 32. But the Braves are $1.80 against Michaelis and the Cardinals? Ooh.
And I think the Braves actually took some money, too, on the overnight. I saw as high as minus 195 this morning. Fried's great. And again, he's recorded at least 18 outs in every start since April 19th. Again, he's 10-1 to win the National League Cy Young right now. That offense is clicking. But to lay $1.80 up to maybe close to $2, I'm not so sure it can do that.
How about Burns, 230? One of the day games, 6-6 so far, head-to-head against the Cubbies. He's going against Sampson, and he's laying a big price. He's been great, though. He's been on a nice run.
Cubs do well against him, though, do they not?
Earlier in the season.
The Cubs had some pretty good numbers with him.
Makes Astros 250. Makes sense. Also, Javier going against Keller. They've won 9 in a row. Boy, are they hitting. I mean, they've rallied to come back and win the first two games of this series, 53-27 on the season. 30, this tells you about their pitching. 30-2 this year when they get at least 5 runs.
Yeah. So is this going to continue with Javier? His last two starts, again, the combined no-hitter at Yankee Stadium where he had, 13 strikeouts. But last two starts, 14 innings pitched, 27 strikeouts, 1 hit allowed. That was a home run. Does it simply continue tonight against the Royals? He goes out there, seven innings, strikes out a dozen, and it's 8-1 Astros?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they get a couple off him. That's
a lot to ask to go back-to-back-to-back starts like that.
Yeah.
That great. Mm-hmm. And the other one is Ohtani.
Yep.
$1.60, $1.65 against Rodgers and the Marlins. His last four starts, 26 and two-thirds innings. Get this, 36 strikeouts, 14 hits, zero home runs allowed, and only one earned run last four starts. I know what we said earlier about McClanahan, and he absolutely deserves to win the Cy Young right now in the American League. But if Ohtani does it again today and makes it five straight starts where it's like no runs, strikes out 10, 12, whatever, it's a big ask again. But if he does that, I truly believe that Ohtani is going to be right behind Verlander and McClanahan to win this award.
Okay.
You're not going to be able to just forget about what he's doing here.
Okay. And how about Tony? Who's Colorado throwing? All this talk about, is it Gonsolin or White?
It could flip him,
of course, but it looks like it's Gonsolin. He's three, got to be because of the price. But
yeah,
who Colorado's throwing? See if the Dodgers keep that. Now a comfortable lead in the division now. Now they're 450 to win the division.
Oh, boy. Is it Jose Urena tonight going?
It is?
Okay, it looks like
Urena?
Yeah, Urena may be listed here tonight.
Oh, boy. 320. Yikes. Okay, and then a run line. Look at a run line. Santa Maria, 180. Holy cow.
Their team total is 5.5 for the Dodgers, as you would expect.
Yep.
Yeah, I was hoping. And I don't see a Yankees team total where I'm looking right now, but I'm sure it's up at some spots, and I'll try to find that before. Because I do agree with you. I think the bats get it going today for the Yankees. Against Keller and the Pirates?
Yep. Yep. A lot of big favorites. Bieber.
5.5? You got it? Okay, there it is. Yeah.
And then Bieber's $1.65 on the road in Detroit against Pineda.
Well, do we go?
That's too high.
Do the dogs go 10-5 like last night? There are some really big, high-priced favorites out there today.
I saw the Dave Tooley tweet. First time in a long time, favorites under 60% now for the season.
Ah.
10-5 in Detroit, 6-2 against Cleveland this year. 7 of the 8 have gone under. The one over was yesterday.
Very good.
One starting to open up in that division now, too.
Up next, we will bring up Coach of the Year odds in the NFL. The magic number to keep in mind is 10. So, based on that, how many teams can realistically get there if your approach to betting the award is based on one major historical trend? Details and numbers on that coming up here. And Follow the Money, it's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.